Kim Brashear, and I'm the LIHEAP processor for Green Hills Community Action Agency.
It is coming into the colder months of the year, and a lot of people have sometimes issues getting those bills paid. They stumble upon hardships, and we see that the Green Hills Community Action Agency has a winter energy assistance program. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we do. It has started today, October 1st, and we are helping those that are elderly, which the state of Missouri considers elderly anyone 60 or older, or any, and all those folks that are disabled. We are helping with their heating needs, and that could be anything from propane, natural gas, electric, wood, kerosene, or fuel oil. Our program starts today, as I stated, and it's running through March the 31st of 2015. You don't have to have a shutoff notice for us to help you, but if you do have a shutoff notice or your propane tank's at 20% or less, we'll work on those first for them. And then on November 1st, we'll help everyone else that is not disabled or at least 60 or older.
Now, these sort of things more than often end up happening to people more than once throughout the year. You'll see a lot of times that people will get themselves caught up with your help, and then a few months later, they'll come across hard times with money again. How many times can you help them throughout the year?
As long as we have the funding, we can help them throughout the year, as long as they have a shutoff notice, or if they heat with propane, if their tank is at 20% or less, we can help an individual with up to $800 during the winter season, as long as we have the funding available. And typically, our funding usually lasts until about January or February.
Now, if folks decide that this is something that they would like to utilize, you know, they don't have any other option and you guys are there to help, what do they need to do to start that process?
Okay, all they would have to do is contact us, and our phone number is 660-359-3907. And we can either mail them an application, or they can go to our website, which is www.ghcaa.org, and print off an application off of our website. Now, all of our programs here are income-based.
Once the application is processed and everything has been set up and good to go, how will people know what amount they will be granted, and how will they from that point take care of their bill with you guys?
As soon as we process it, and if they're approved, we will notify their primary heating source and let them know that they were approved and how much they will be getting. And then the state of Missouri will be sending them a letter in the mail stating that they were approved and for how much and where the check's going for. And if for some reason that they were not approved, that they were denied, the state of Missouri will also send out a letter to them letting them know that they were denied and for what reason. And then if they have future bills or future need for us after the initial time, they can just give us a call and see if we still have money left over, and then we can go from there and help them a little bit further.
And what are the guidelines as to the income coming into the household? Do you have a maximum amount or anything like that?
We operate off of the 135% of federal poverty guidelines. And it depends on how many people are in your house. Like a family of four, you can have $2,682 coming into your home and still qualify or less.
Now, do you guys have a website or a phone number that you would like people to call or get online to visit to see any more information on this?
Yes. Our phone number is area code 660-359-3907, and our website is www.ghcaa.org.
Kim, is there anything else that you can tell our listeners that may help them through these hard winter months and this process if they decide this is something that they would like to apply for?
Just, you know, give us a call. You might not think that you qualify, but you may. So please give us a call to see if we can help you.